The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council is a watchdog created after the financial crash to give guidance to governments on how to remain prudent. Yesterday's monthly Exchequer figures suggested our economy is in good health, with tax take-up over 9% over the same period last year, driven by income tax, strong corporation tax, VAT and excise duty. However, IFAC is concerned, warning in a statement that government spending overruns are escalating rapidly and overruns now appear to be across the board. Michael McMahon is the acting chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Let's start with the good news. 52.3 billion euro in tax was collected in the year to date. That's up 4.5 billion euro year on year. Is that a sign of a healthy economy?
Yeah, it is. I mean, one thing we warn about a lot is our reliance on corporation tax, particularly that coming from outside of Ireland. But these numbers show income tax is up, VAT is up, excise duties are up. That's the sign of a strong economy with high consumer spending. And so that, you know, that is a good news story.
To what extent could that be endangered, in your view, by, say, global events, a possible US recession, collapse in AI-associated stocks, wars in the Middle East and Ukraine and other things?
Yeah, you know, the council, I've been on it for over 5 years now. We're sort of often accused of worrying about things, which is sort of our job. But this is the worry. We know that if the world or the US were to go into recession, we would be affected, but the whole world would be potentially affected. And if particular sectors, such as the tech or pharmaceutical sector, were to be hit by this recession, then we would also see tax losses from that side. And that could really hit these tax revenues, whereas on the spending side, the government would be expected to keep spending. So we could switch very quickly from what looks like a very healthy position into one that looks very much less healthy.
And that really brings us to your punchy statement yesterday. IFAC expressed a concern that government spending overruns appear across the board and escalating rapidly. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I mean, so the summary economic statement which the government released recently acknowledged that the last budget in at the end of last year had not allocated enough spending for health. That's been widely advertised, and the summary economic statement set aside 1.5 billion for the next budget to cover that overrun. Already in 24, and we're only through information up to the end of July, the overrun in health is at 1.4 billion. Traditionally, the health overruns accrue mostly later in the year. And so right now, it looks like that 1.5 is already going to fall short. But as you say, we're starting to see overruns in other parts of government spending as well, with the total overrun now 2 billion higher than had been projected.
Before I bring you to the budget, if I can just bring you back to that one issue in relation to health, why does health have an overspend every year, or can you tell? Do you have enough data from the department on how it constructs its budget?
No, we know a few things. One, the Irish population is aging. There are parts of health spending, particularly in the winter months, that are directly related to the demographic age profile of your population. So some of that could have been forecast in advance. Demographics are the easy thing to forecast. We each get older by 1 year. So for the whole population, it's pretty easy to predict where people are going to be. There was not enough budgeted already last year because we knew we'd overrun last year. So part of this, what looks like new overspend, was predictable, and we were sort of critical at the time of the spending. We weren't the only ones. The Department for Health were very critical of the budget allocation that they got as well. Now, some of it, you know, in terms of how we get in on top of this, I would leave to the health experts. You know, we don't have the full breakdown of the data, and we're not the experts on exactly how to best manage health budgets and how to incentivize, you know, sticking to them.
In the minute we have left, we've got a budget. It comes up in October. Should there be cost of living supports like energy credits in that budget, given the overspends that you're projecting for the year?
What we have always said on these is it's up to the government to determine where they want to spend money. What we worry about is an everything now approach. So if you do want to give cost of living supports to certain groups, and there's certainly groups in Irish society that need them, then they should be targeted at those groups. And in targeting them, you can give those groups more, but not give them across the board in a universal way, a sort of something for everyone in the audience approach. But equally, we have to be careful with not cutting taxes. There are people who can afford to give a little bit more into the coffers, but this is ultimately a choice of government. But the everything now approach is something that puts us in a really risky position.
Michael McMahon, Acting Chairperson of IFAC, thanks for joining us.